When you go back to the other night, the comments you said right after the end of the meeting in Vosges, that, you know, if people didn't start listening, then maybe now was the time for you to think about hanging up your British race jacket. Can you just clarify what you meant?
It was I was speaking from the heart then. It wasn't a threat. It wasn't any blackmail. It was just me saying, look, you know, there's things I want to do moving forward. And, you know, I mentioned this a year ago and nothing really happened. And we're a year down the line now and I'm mentioning it again, you know. And basically, if nothing's done, there's, you know, I don't see what I'm going to gain out of going there and finishing, you know, in the race off every year. You know, it's not going to do anything for me. It's not going to do anything for the fans. You know, and is there any point of really, you know, I want to be in a team that's winning, or, you know, and if I can do things to get there, but I just need help with that.
Why is Great Britain as a country trailing behind the rest of Europe and I suppose the rest of the world right now?
I'm not too sure. It's been like that for quite a while. But, you know, there is steps that I want to take as far as winter training camps. You know, no one really in Speedway trains apart from me and a few of the other top boys that are racing the World Championships. You know, at the end of the day, we're athletes and, the guys that are, you know, below me need to realise that, need to learn from, you know, what I've done and, you know, even learn from the mistakes that I've made. You know, and I'm happy to, you know, stand up and do a speech in front of everyone. You know, I want to organise a fitness camp. I want to organise fitness tests. I want to organise a riding camp where we go away for 2 weeks to Europe and race in the Europe, you know, race each other on the European tracks. You know, so there's a lot of things that I want to do, and you know, that's the process that we're going through now.
I suppose the problem with that, though, and it's an age-old problem, it all costs money, doesn't it?
It does, you know, but there's no reason why a company can't be set up, bank accounts can be set up, a proper accountant to run it all, you know, start getting funding, sell the advertising spots for the World Cup week. You know, I'm sure there's loads of companies that want to be involved in Team Great Britain. You know, it's great advertising and, you know, there's a lot of PR opportunities in that, and no one really knows, but the viewing that Speedway gets is absolutely unbelievable, like talking millions. You know, there's definitely something to be looked at there, and, you know, run it as a business, and then when you have got people funding it like that, you know, paying for advertising, that's what, you know, pays for all the other stuff that we need to organize.
Would you say that there's a negativity or an ambivalence towards your ideas at the top level of British Speedway right now?
At the moment, I think it's positive. I don't think they've ever really had a rider that's kind of stood up like I am and saying that. And, you know, I want what's best for Team Great Britain, basically. And I'll do everything in my power to do what I can. And, you know, that's it, really. It's simple as that. And I've told them that now, and, you know, hopefully we can move forward.
And what are they saying to you? Are you going to meet with them? What happens next, I suppose?
Well, they're having a meeting on Tuesday, and I drafted up an email today, so I'm going to get them to print that off and give it to each person of the committee that's going to be there. And I've basically said that something needs to happen this month because, you know, companies will start spending their budgets for next year. You know, all that kind of stuff. We need to get the track booked for the 2 week riding camp, get the accommodation booked for the training camp before other, you know, other people book it and do things, you know. So it's probably not really my job, you know. I shouldn't really be doing it. It's not really my thing to do. You know, I should just be riding the bike, but, you know, I want Great Britain to, you know, be at World Championship level, you know, over the next 5 years. It's a 5-year plan. It's not going to happen overnight. Everybody knows that. But, you know, we're going to start somewhere.
Do you believe that the other riders will buy into that level of professionalism?
Well, I basically put in the email something along the lines of every Great Britain rider, it's compulsory. They haven't got an option. And if they don't do it, they'll be penalised, whether it's not racing in a World Under 21 event, Under 20, British Under 21s, British Under 18s, you know, whatever it is, you know, make them understand that this is what we're doing and this is what you're going to do.
And do you think that that widely, knowing the riders as you do, it'll be accepted and it's other people are as passionate about this as you are?
Well, they might not be, you know, but we, then at that point we know, okay, you know, that's 20 riders that aren't going to be in the squad for the World Cup. You know, that's going to help us decide who wants to be there and who doesn't want to be there, you know. Yeah, I mentioned about having a fitness watch, and every week you have to send you what you've been doing, your training, you know, when it records your training, you got to send it all. Just silly little things that are so easy that, you know, just needs a bit of a structure, that's all. You know, and if they don't train in the winter, you know, it doesn't matter how they're riding. If there's a little bit of a lesser rider that's been working his ass off all winter, he's going to get in because he wants to be there. And that's where I go back to a five-year plan. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take 5 years, but we'll build up the people that want to be there.
I mean, you're talking about a huge culture change, aren't you, within British Speedway, where
Massive. For
the longest time, this has all been about having fun on the bike, but having just as much fun when you reach the bar afterwards.
Yeah. So, you know, it's gone away from that, the level that I'm at. I still believe the lower level speedways like that. And, you know, it's a sport at the end of the day. We're racing motorbikes, you know. We're not party animals. We're athletes.
How much difference has it made to you since you got involved with your fitness kick and you really started working extra hard, if you like?
I started working in 2012. I had a really good season 2012, got a wild card 2013, stepped up my training, won the championship. Kind of probably took on a little bit too much press at the end of that year. You know, I was all over the shop. Didn't have a structure, you know, quite a structured plan for the winter. You know, let my training slip a little bit and then was playing catch up all year. But, you know, I still finished fourth in the championship after having an injury and missing a round, you know. So I still would have been up there if I didn't get injured. And, this year I'm working hard and I'm leading the championship again.
How much is that down, though, to your infrastructure and your knowledge? And how much is that down to the fact you realise now the extra stuff you have to do to get your body and mind right?
And I feel like I know everything that I need to do. And, you know, it's about having, I said before, it's a 1,000-piece puzzle and you've got to have every single piece to be world champion. And if you're missing one piece, and you know, you might as well wave a goodbye. And, you know, I feel like I've got that at the moment. You know, mid-season you can lose it, whether, you know, you have an injury or a niggle or, you know, one of your favourite engines blows up. So, that you know, it's not as simple as just training hard and that's it. You know, it's a whole lot together.
Just finally, let's go back to where we started this conversation. And that's with the possibility of you walking away from a Great Britain race jacket. Would you do that? If it came down to it to make a stand, would you do that?
If I don't see it the way that I'd like to see it, I think it'd be a shame for Team GB. I think it'd be a shame for the fans, you know, the people that come and watch us and support us. And, you know, that's part of the reason why it should happen, you know. Would you want to watch, you know, if you're a Speedway fan, would you want to watch us go to the race off every year and get knocked out? I know I wouldn't. You know, and, you know, it's not just about Team GB, it's about everyone involved, you know. It's not going to be a simple thing to fix. And like you said, it's going to be a big culture change. But, you know, I'm with Team GB 100%. I'll do everything I possibly can to make it happen. And, you know, if they do half the stuff now and half the stuff the year after, so, you know, it's the start of something at least, then, you know, I'll keep doing it. But if they turn around and say, hey, you know what, like, we're going to keep doing it the way we're doing it, then that'll be done. But I don't think they'll do that.